You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been 10 days since longtime Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson died. And what a 10 days it's been, with a lot of political jockeying and infighting among Democrats and a GOP county commissioner being called out for a text she sent to fellow commissioners. And today, 21 people applied to become the next county executive. Let's turn to Mark Cavett, who's been covering all of this for the Oakland Press. Mark, today's application deadline was to finish out Patterson's term, which expires when?
His term expires December 31st, 2020.
Broadly speaking, then, without, you know, a litany of 21 names, what kinds of people applied?
So we have people with political backgrounds. We have those that have never held any kind of political, public elected positions. We do have Dave Woodward, the former chairman of the Board of Commissioners, who resigned last week. He has applied. Kevin Howley, he was the Democratic nominee in 2012 for Oakland County Executive. He has filed an application. So we have a plethora of different backgrounds here that the committee will be considering tomorrow or over the next few days.
And we've been hearing an awful lot in the last week or so about Dave Woodward and also County Treasurer Andy Meisner. But Meisner did not apply.
He did not apply. He's been pretty critical of this appointment process, seeking an open and transparent process, which he did not believe was happening before. And he will be seeking the nomination in 2020 for county executive, but he did not file an application for this time.
Now, the text message. When an elected official sends out a text message to colleagues saying, and I'm quoting here, "Emergency, read now. You are about to receive FOIAs for all your email regarding Brooks' replacement. Delete, delete, delete," in caps, with exclamation points. A text like that is going to grab attention. So tell us about this message. Who sent it and what's it about?
So Shelley Taub, longtime county commissioner, she's Republican. She sent the text message to her fellow Republicans on the board. There are 9 other Republicans on the board, including herself. And she caught wind. She told me, I interviewed her yesterday, she caught wind that a local media outlet was going to submit a FOIA request for all email communications between commissioners involving L. Brooks Patterson's replacement. And so she told me that she did not send the text to hide anything from the public or ask of her fellow Republican commissioners to do anything illegal. What she told me was that some people subscribe to certain things on their personal emails that they may not want the public to know about. And so that was her intention. That's what she told me.
What are the legal implications of that message? An elected official urging other elected officials to delete emails, irrespective of what she says she meant.
I mean, I have filed a FOIA seeking all email communications between commissioners to see what's going on and what kind of communications were happening between the commissioners. But at this time, I don't know what her intentions were. But like she told me, her intentions were not to hide anything from the public or tell her commissioners to do anything illegal.
Now, she has said she won't resign.
She won't resign. Andy Meisner, Oakland County Treasurer Andy Meisner, has called for an investigation into that text message. He claims that Commissioner Taub is hiding something from the public.
You know, it has been, for people reading your reports for the Oakland Press about what's been going on since Brooks Patterson died, it's kind of been like a political Hunger Games for these last few days on the Democratic side, no?
It has. And initially, within 2 days of L. Brooks Patterson's passing, former board chair Dave Woodward called for a special meeting to be held to consider an appointment to the executive county executive position. That meeting was then canceled and moved a second time. It was then moved a third time. So a lot of jockeying, a lot of, changes in decision making here over the past week and a half with the Board of Commissioners.
So now what?
So we have 21 applicants, a 3-member candidate evaluation committee comprised of 2 Democratic county commissioners, 1 Republican county commissioner. They will pick a few of those 21 applicants to interview tomorrow beginning at 9:30 a.m. in Pontiac. Those interviews are open to the public. They'll be held at the Board of Commissioners Auditorium, 1200 North Telegraph Road in Pontiac, Michigan. And the residents will be allowed to see which, the 21 applicants are finalists and who will be interviewed by the committee. The committee will then make a recommendation to the board for consideration at their meeting on Friday to appoint county executive.
And then things begin looking at kind of the jockeying and the politics of getting in line for the long term appointment for the election.
Right. The general election for a full 4-year term. This appointee, to be clear, would finish out Brooks Patterson's term, which ends December 2020. If that appointee wants to seek the county executive seat beyond that point, they would have to run for election next year in the November general. There will be a full four-year term. Right now, Dave Woodward, the former Board of Commissioners chairman, he, like I said, filed an application to seek the temporary appointment, but he's also seeking the full four-year term next year, in addition to Andy Meisner. We don't have any filed Republicans yet, but we do have Woodward and Meisner on the Democratic side.
Mark Cabot with the Oakland Press. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Cynthia, for having me.